this episode of American Chopper. The pressure mounts as deadlines loom.
I told you, clean that before you put it on there, jackass.
And the battle to build the Black Widow bike rages on.
Yeah, it was like working with the Three Stooges, only there was six of them. What am I running, dropper room over here?
It's down to the wire as Paul Jr. struggles to complete a motorcycle masterpiece.
Put the motor in, fire it up.
That will take the Big Apple by storm.
It's better than I thought it would be, and I thought it was going to be outrageous.
The tension.
You don't like it neither.
I don't.
The tirades.
Suck it up a little bit.
The triumph. Coming up on American Chopper.
No, I'm f***ing aggravated to the max.
I started fabricating the Black Widow bike about 3 weeks ago.
Gotta go.
And today we're getting the frame back from the powder coater and the paint back from the painter.
Nice, huh?
So we're really kind of excited to see how it's going to look with everything put together.
That powder coat looks sweet on here, doesn't it?
These guys do a good job.
You're not kidding.
That's awesome looking, ain't it? Sheesh.
I've always been a big fan of powder coating. I don't know what it is, just something about it. It always looks richer than paint. To me, it just sets the bike off.
Well, let's get this thing going. Glove. I love when they go smoothly. He stretched the heck out of these legs, man. Ah, man, jeez.
Did you destroy him?
No, you did.
How'd I destroy him?
When you were putting them together.
I paid attention to that.
It doesn't matter.
It's just impossible to have digs in it. It's brass. It's
see, not look, even. Look, see that?
That's not from that thing, because I never go up that
What's
high.
What's it from?
I never go up that high.
You have to go up from the top.
Yeah, but it slides down. You think it does that sliding down? Not in a million years.
Yeah, they're all like that, even the
it's
ones
not
on
from
these
that.
Guys.
It's not from that. I'll show you right now. I'll do one right now. It don't do that. Mm-hmm. These guys do them the same way I do them. It doesn't happen.
And it scratches them up.
No.
Every time.
No, it don't. That's from going through here, jackass. That's from going through here.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, that's scratched on the inside.
This thing was so loose on there, it was
ridiculous.
Not buying it.
Not for a dollar. Not buying it. That thing scratched on the inside. I told you, clean that before you put it on
there.
What, this? Yeah. That had scratches on the inside.
You don't understand.
I do understand.
I looked at these legs before we did anything with them, and they were scratched here.
And I looked at them, too, and they weren't scratched. When I put those legs together and put them over there, and I cleaned them with the chrome cleaner, there wasn't a mark on them. Not a mark on them. I cleaned them.
That's not fair, though, because you can't see.
You're not going to be able to see in a minute.
In there. The wheel looks awesome in that chrome. How sick is that, man?
It usually takes 3 or 4 days to assemble a bike like this Black Widow bike. Put the motor in.
Fire it up.
And that's about when I start getting impatient.
Man, look at that motor. That's a beautiful thing.
Especially when we're up against the deadline we are now. I think if it was up to Paul, he'd be putting the last bolt on the floor of the Javic Center.
I wouldn't go too red, you know?
Too late now, oops.
Yeah.
When you get to the final stage of assembly on a custom bike like this one, you really want to take your time and be careful.
Look at it from the front, man. Fits perfect, huh?
Yeah. Must have been a mistake.
Now, with my father, he wants everything done yesterday. And it's not like you're dealing with Legos or an Erector set here.
Come on, put the front wheel on. Then you can put the fender on and everything.
You're dealing with custom parts here, and everything is one of a kind. So you just have to have the patience to get things right.
Looks good. Nice and centered.
This thing's gonna look crazy.
Pretty good, no?
It's close to, ain't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you're right there.
Yeah.
It looks best that way, don't it? Yeah, you know? I'm fairly pleased with the way that things are going so far. We got a lot done as far as assembly, and we're pretty much on schedule. So with a little bit of luck, if things go good, we might get done early.
That looks awesome, man. Hey. Yeah, what's up?
I'm sitting here waiting for you. Like, what? And so's everybody else.
I'm not feeling so good, Pop.
You know what? Then stay the f*** home, then. You know what I mean? Don't even bother coming in. Here it is just a few days before the Javits Center, and Paulie's late. I spent half the morning trying to get him on a cell phone, but the damn cell phone doesn't work. Then I finally get him on his cell phone, and he tells me that he doesn't feel good and he's got to be late. I'm really pissed off. I'm not shitting either. What do you think? The world stops because you don't feel good?
No, but
so, you know what? That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Then you know what? Stay home. Go home.
Know,
you know what I mean? You got like 10 people here waiting. You know what I mean? On you. I'm the king. You know what? Suck it up a little bit.
I was sick for a while, and I was working 14 days straight, 10, 12-hour days. So, you know, if I come in an hour late the next morning just because I'm feeling it, I think that he should be a little more lenient in that area. But, you know, there's no compromise with him. It's like all or nothing.
Your phone hasn't worked in 3 months.
It doesn't ring out loud.
It doesn't ring out loud. Hey, whew, man, that's just wonderful. You know what? I don't really care. I'm shutting it off. Bottom line, it's shut off. Either you fix the phone today or it gets shut off. I already told the secretary.
My phone works fine. It just doesn't ring.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I don't.
No, you know what? I don't really care. Sick of it.
I don't know why, but he threatened to take my cell phone away, which I was like, this is ridiculous. I was waiting for him to send me to my room after that.
Sometimes it's like Paulie could care less about deadlines. Vinny, what's got to be done? Where do you want to start on this bike? But they're important to me, especially this one. Because this bike is supposed to be our centerpiece at the Javits Center, and we've never been there before, and we really want to blow people away with this bike. And in order to make it happen, I got to push it a little bit further. You know what I'm saying? When I'm on a mission, I'm on a mission.
I just had to get away for a little while. So I decided to come in through the back door instead of the front, just in case my father was still heated.
I'll be back. I gotta go home and get some. Where is his truck here? Where'd he go? Did he leave in his truck?
Push that bike over a little, Christian, to that direction. No. Push on the tree. Don't touch the bars. Push on the legs. a little less. Let up right there. That's not bad.
No.
You're not going to notice it.
By the time Paul snuck back into the shop, I pretty much had to say what I had to say.
Can't stand when people are late.
And as far as I'm concerned, the argument was over, and it was time to get back to work.
The initial part of the assembly on this project went quick.
All right, so this is good.
Because you set the motor in, you put the trans in the front end. Now you're looking at your basic bike. The difficult part comes when you start to fine-tune everything, running the wires, setting the shocks in. So initially it looks like, wow, this is almost done. But the truth of the matter is, everything has to be fine-tuned.
It ain't that bad.
And when you're dealing with a custom bike like this, quite often you have to do some finagling.
You need more black in this bike. It's not enough.
You're right there.
A lot of times you really can't tell how something is going to look design-wise until you put it on the bike.
It'll look better black, though.
Whatever you want to do, Paulie, that'll be up to you. That's your job. Get to work.
And with the chrome air cleaner, there just wasn't enough contrast there for me. It really needed to be black.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm going to cut that center out, and we'll send it up and powder coat it black.
Yeah. Well, and then you have the exhaust with the black guards on it.
A lot of the times when we come up with these last-minute decisions, my father, you know, freaks out. He doesn't want to go for it. But even he agreed that I was right.
Take it off. Let's get it out today.
We got about 2 feet of snow yesterday, and my mom's 87 years old, and she wanted to know if me and Paul can go over there and shovel her car out.
Mom is stuck.
Hello, Paula. Paula. Okay. And listen.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor here that's very sick.
Okay.
And she's got a car out there.
Which one?
It's a black and white one.
All right, we'll shovel it out.
What are we doing? You getting the keys?
It's a white Buick. We got to shovel another car out.
We do?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this for $10.
Well, all right, make it 20.
It's going to cost you more than $10 for
all
this
right,
deal
make
now.
Make it 20. Make it
20. 20 bucks, all right?
$20.
Huh? $20. I'll be back. Don't start, all right? I think we got to charge it for this, no?
Yeah, we should.
We got to make a few bucks on this deal,
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I think so.
Why does it seem like I'm doing all the work?
It's just,
I don't really have the right tools.
I only have the right tools.
I wanted to give him $20. Paul, take the $20.
What do you got there, 20?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Give this to Paul.
Are you nuts? You know what he's going
to
get? He's going to get this.
Give me what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I love you.
Have
so
a good
much.
Day. All right. Mm-hmm. Don't go out in the snow.
I can't.
Don't walk in the snow.
I can't.
All right. If you need something, you call me, all right?
Okay.
All right.
The apple of my eye.
Bye, Graham.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
I'm going to work on the chain. If we can get the oil tank in, we could run lines and then put the exhaust on. Then it'll start looking like something. Oh, you son of a beached whale. Binding bad, you know? Oh no, man, this is not good. One of the particular problems we had with the belt drive is for some reason the chain wasn't turning, so the sprocket wasn't turning. So we didn't know what was going on, so you have to troubleshoot, which can take an hour easy.
looks like a tranny's cock.
I think that chain's binding up on the primary. We're gonna have to take everything apart.
Once you find the problem, then you gotta fix it. So that goes easily into a day. It's an easy day setback, and it adds stress to the situation.
Hey, listen.
It was rubbing on the inside of the primary. See? Just mauling that edge out.
You can get how much you can cut out of that damn thing. Yeah. Grind it down. Just cut it down. It ain't gonna hurt nothing.
You know, Paulie gives me a lot of grief about pushing and trying to get things done, but you know, I have my reasons for that, and this is a perfect example. This problem with the chain is a big problem, and if we were on Paulie time around here, we wouldn't have had time to fix it, but that's why I'm the boss, and that's why it gets done.
It's finally going back on. We got the problem solved.
What, do you want, a medal or something?
This is the new secretary for Orange County Choppers right here. State your full name.
Michael Joseph Tuttle, occupation, phone answerer.
Yeah!
Yes!
Orange County Choppers. Hello? 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 Who is this? I'm sorry, just hold on 1 second.
I was a deadbeat as an iron worker, and I really didn't like doing it.
Mikey?
Hope and I drew up, put this under W.
So, my dad gave me the opportunity to come down here.
Here's all your catalogs. Here's the people we talk to, some extensions. Keep a record of everything you do.
I would say this is the last straw for me in the family business, to be totally honest, because, well, there's nowhere else for me to go.
I'm breaking up.
Oh, yeah, you're breaking you up. Yeah.
I don't like iron work, and I just barely like this job.
This is what you get if you don't know how to build a chopper.
Holy shit, yeah, right.
Sweet. Rip it.
That's a cool little motor, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the unique features about this bike is it has an air ride system in it, which is very innovative.
I could get that right where it's got to be.
Oh, you got it.
What it does is lowers the height of the bike when it's being shown, and the deck height raises when you're riding it.
Pump it up.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. He's putting the coil on now. He's almost done.
Did you let the suspension back down, Paulie?
What's that?
Did you let the suspension down?
Nope. It dropped?
Yeah, it's down.
No, I think we let it back down.
No, I left it up.
Did you?
Yep.
The more complicated you make the bike, the harder they are to put together. And it really leaves for more chances of things to go wrong during the assembly.
Yeah, there's a leak.
Can you hear it?
Yep.
Sound like a hose?
Hard to say. Feel it right in here? Put your finger in here, man.
Any more oil or tube oil?
I think it's just tightening this fitting. It was just at 1 1/4 turn.
Yep, it stopped. I think that was our ticket right there.
Yeah, it was just a little squinch.
Yeah.
That was an easy find.
Paulie and Vinny ran into a problem with the air ride, but, you know, ultimately it wasn't that big of a deal, and they wind up fixing it.
Snap it!
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Come on, hover.
So what do you think, Ben? You ready to put the tank on?
Yeah, let's do it once and for all.
Dax Lehman good, huh?
So, I wake up at 8, and I'm listening to Marvin Gaye on the alarm. Next thing you know, it's 8:30, and I'm late. And when the old man yells at me, I'm done for.
Time you're supposed to be here.
It's Paulie's fault.
What do you mean it's Paulie's fault? I don't want to hear no more bullshit, all right? 8 o'clock, you're supposed to be here. Be here at 8 o'clock. Okay.
I think it's great that Michael's with us, you know. He has a different effect on my father than I do.
Hey, you don't leave the shop from now on. You go nowhere. Nowhere.
I definitely think my father's harder on me than he is Michael. Michael pretty much got off easy and he knows it. He's the youngest boy, so he gets away with murder.
Now he's retreating.
My son Mike is unique. He's just the type of guy that, you know, he lights up the room, you know, and everybody loves him. He just got the look.
You're lucky I'm laughing. Now get out of here.
He just makes me laugh, you know?
How can you be serious with him? You know what I mean? Oh my God.
Hey, Pop, the seat's in. Come check it out. What do you think, Pop?
That's a waste. It's a waste. A waste of time and everything. You know how nice that would have looked with a red center in there?
What do you mean? You don't like it?
Doesn't do anything for the bike. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you told me that that's all you were going to do is web the seat and that was it, I would have told you no.
It's cruel. It's tough.
No.
You know what? It could have came back and been like, wow, that's awesome. I didn't know. I thought it would look good. My design ideas tend to come out decent sometimes. So,
we don't,
you know, once in a while, you make the wrong decision.
At this point, we don't really have enough time. I mean, what are we going to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
I really wasn't too impressed with the seat. It was kind of flat looking, and, you know, I was expecting it to be a two-tone color. It was kind of a letdown.
Well, it's disappointing, that's for sure.
You're disappointed,
yeah.
For crying
so
out loud.
Else. You don't like it neither.
I don't.
Okay.
It didn't give the bike the bang that I thought it would give it.
This sucks.
I think maybe our expectations for the seat were a little bit unrealistic, especially being with the time frame and all. But with the deadline, we didn't really have a choice. So I came up with a simple solution. I just kind of improvised and used a little armor all and got it to shine up. It looks cool like that, doesn't it? It ended up looking pretty good.
It looks a lot more exciting. It really does. Right?
Yeah, once we finished dealing with the seat situation, basically it was time to do all the finishing touches on the bike.
What are you doing with that anyway?
Just stay out of my way and we'll get plenty done.
Okay.
Excellent.
tell you, look at that fender. The rear fender looks nice, huh? It's really nice.
The thing that sticks out the most on this bike is really just the whole image of, you know, what he created with all this round webbing. It's, you know, it has like an alien effect, you know?
Everything flows. Everything's beautiful, beautiful. Even the front where you got the, like the grill in there looks like a skeleton. Looks great.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Between the combination of his fabrication and the components, the bike is just going to, it's just going to kill people.
Looks great.
Work on the Black Widow bike for about 4 weeks now, and it's pretty much done. There's only one thing left to do. Somebody's got to ride it.
All right, Paul, all she needs is a little bit of gas, and she's good to go.
Let's ride her.
I think my father's crazy for taking the bike out. You'd never get me out on a bike in this kind of weather.
Fire it up! Fire it up!
I can't move.
Bike, man.
I usually test every bike at Orange County Choppers, and I usually enjoy test riding each bike, but when it's 2 below 0 outside and I'm riding that bike, I gotta tell you, it's enough to make a grown man cry. Black Widow bike was a great ride. Felt real good, the motor felt strong, shifted nice, everything. Besides freezing my ass off, it was a pretty good ride.
How was it?
I don't know, I couldn't feel much. Can we do that again? Can we do that again, please? I love the pain.
Better you than me.
Now that the Black Widow bike is done, it's just one more project that I want Paulie to finish before we head into the city.
I would say this last-minute project that he came up with is relatively threatening to me.
Put him on both sides of the tank.
Yeah.
My granddaughter, Gabrielle, is turning 2.
That's awesome.
Yeah!
And I wanted to get her something for her birthday, you know, something that she would never forget.
Be careful, all right? Be careful. Throttle stock!
I think in any family that the first grandchild is the big focus, you know. Oh, push over here. Over there, push.
Whoa! Whoa!
In my earlier years, I was involved with drugs and alcohol, and I really didn't get to see my children developing from little kids to growing up. So now, you know, it's exciting to see some of the stuff that I missed.
Do you like that bike? Can I have a kiss?
At this stage of life, I have more time to spend with her. And I think the best part of that whole situation is that when I'm done, I could just leave.
Yay!
not going to be happy this morning. I should have called in.
You know what? It's not a good day to pick to do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's the day before the f***ing show, okay? And you're not here.
Every time before we get ready to go to a show, my father goes into double mode of freaking out.
I can't have it, all right? No, I'm f***ing aggravated to the max.
It's like he thinks it gets things done, but it really doesn't. It just adds chaos to the situation.
What is all this crap anyhow? You know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to fire everybody. You know, how hard is it to understand that when you're done with something, put it back? Or if you make a mess, clean it. What am I running? Romper room over here? Really? I feel like I got kids that I got to run around and clean up after. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Look around you. You know what? The only guy here that has any conception of the way things should be is a 15-year-old kid. You know, it's like these rubber gloves. It's like, what are we, doctors over here? Rubber gloves. People wear rubber gloves. Man, oh man. I got doctors working here now.
Paging Dr. Herman. Mr. Herman.
Look, see rubber gloves? Look. Let me just show you. Rubber gloves? Look. Rubber gloves. Right? Look. I'm going to start sticking these over people's heads. And not cut anything out so they suffocate.
When he gets like that, the best thing to do is just ride it out.
And once he gets it out of his system, we can go back to work.
We wanted to do something special for the Black Widow bike to show it off. So what we did was we got a spinning pedestal to spin it on.
It's long, isn't it? That's the longest bike yet, right?
Orange County Choppers. Hello?
Mike, get over here. Benny, get on the back.
Now you're gonna have to move the whole thing, carton off.
That's gotta
be the way it is.
Pick it up.
We got nine guys here. We can lift this thing.
Mikey can pick this up by himself.
I tell you, trying to put that bike on there was like working with the Three Stooges, only there was six of them.
You and him pick up the front. Get on the back here.
You know what I mean? It's not gonna be dead center.
We make a project out of everything, you know that? There's nothing simple.
Do something.
I am doing something. I'm trying to tell you how to do this.
Okay, how are we doing it?
One guy got to get on this side of the swing arm, the other guy on this side. You guys pick up the back. Cody will slide it in there. Duh.
Man, just lift it up and let's put it on. You want to lift the whole bike?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you want to do?
All right.
Great. Okay.
You okay?
Wow, look at that. That's cool. You know, from the front to the back of this bike is nothing but pure energy. It's just incredible.
I'm really happy with the way this bike came out. From the raw fabrication to the finished product, it's better than I thought it would be, and I thought it was going to be outrageous. So, I'm really excited to see what people are going to think.
I'm always pushing my son to the highest limits that I can, and he pretty much pushes himself to those limits too. Basically, what counts is the outcome. And it's pretty evident what the outcome is.
Get this bike and that bike loaded. Mikey, stop stuffing your face. Do something.
Get a box.
I have a tendency to get a little keyed up for a show as big as this one.
If I don't put my foot in people's ass, nothing gets done.
That's his story every day.
Yeah, but it's true, isn't it? Unfortunately.
I'm always afraid it's going to be like a loose end. It's like going on vacation and you always think that you're leaving something behind, you know?
Let's do this. Come on.
And seeing that I'm the only one that has a passion for making things happen, I gotta do it myself, otherwise it won't get done.
You ready? Shut that door, let's go.
Before we went to the Javits Center show, we had one of the best photographers in the industry shoot the Black Widow bike for the cover of American Iron magazine. What do you think of that, Bob? You ever seen anything like it?
Huh?
I've seen several of Paul Jr.'s bikes, and this is the third one that I've photographed.
One, two, three.
I think this is the best work he's done so far.
How's that? Is that still on?
Are you too far away from it to balance it?
No, I think they're more on that side. You're all right. This side, you could just get balanced. You're not going to get
like that. I'm not down with this. I'm not doing it. You're jeopardizing a lot here. If something up here, you know what? Back to the drawing board. I got to tell you, I was starting to get really aggravated. Here we got this $150,000 bike, and we're trying to stick it up on 2x4s and milk crates.
Bear with me one sec.
Like a clown show here, you know?
What?
It's ridiculous.
We'll get it. Jeez, we risk more every day. I think we'll be all right. Let's get it up there and see how it goes.
It's stupid. It's stupid. So if you want to jeopardize doing it, do it yourself. I ain't doing it.
Well,
it's stupid. It's not worth it. I ain't having nothing to do with it. It was ridiculous because just one little mistake and that bike falls and it would be all over and we might as well just pack it up and not even go to the Javits Center. And I, you know why? I'm not being a jerk. You got too much at risk here. It's not worth it. It's silly the way you're doing this.
You know, I don't want to cause a problem here. Let's just switch it to white. I mean, it'll look terrific on white just as well.
Beautiful.
Let's take the bike and we're gonna turn it 180 degrees.
No, just a good angle.
Yep. One of the things I like best about this bike is the use of open space. The web fenders are not solid. They're more of a skeletal or web work over the bike. And amidst all this open space, there's this big, badass 240 rear tire on the bike, along with the engine, the 5-inch belt drive, and the artistically cut primary drive guard on the bike. This particular bike, I'd have to say, ranks in possibly the all-time top three that I've photographed.
I'm feeling really good about going to the Javits Center. I'm excited. I've never really been to a big show in New York.
Got to go to the vehicle and pull in where they're supposed to.
I don't like the spot they gave us. I wonder if we could still have our original spot.
There's no such thing in here as a bad spot.
I don't get a sense of relief until everything's set in place and everything's the way that it's supposed to be. Then all the butterflies go away and the stress is gone.
Where's Paulie?
And I'm back to being my normal self.
Listen, do you need two guys to go get electricity?
I went.
No, I don't think so.
It's important for Orange County Choppers as a company to display our bikes at the Javits Center.
Flintstone power.
Particularly this Black Widow bike, because
We really need to come on with something new and exciting, something outrageous.
This is the 20 by 30. They need to be getting carpets down right now.
Okay.
Or else you just become one of the regular builders.
Hey, do something, will you?
I'm the designer and fabricator. Other than that, I don't do anything. You know that.
Yeah, we all know that.
You ready? Lift it good.
You're probably right.
Centered?
That's tight right there. That's going to be perfect.
This handlebar's got to be... Hold on, don't...
You might have to move this over just a little bit, maybe, and then put the jet bike in there.
I like this look right here, though. That's pretty nice what you got.
What's that? Put them back the way they were. Put them back the way they were.
Even though the show hasn't begun yet, the people in the surrounding area setting up booths, whether they're running a forklift or a police officer walking by, everybody gets really excited about the bike. So when the masses come, I think we're going to draw a tremendous crowd. Ah, Toro!
I think it's phenomenal. You can just look at it for hours. I mean, every piece on it, you know what I mean? Handmade, and I mean, it's beautiful.
When I see a bike like this, I want to get on a bike and be free and wild.
I think the most satisfying element of doing these shows is the reaction of the people.
When it comes to custom building, Orange County's got the sickest choppers out.
I like that guy.
It's an exercise in design and artistry. I mean, you have to have such an imagination to do something like that. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
After you've put so much time and effort into a bike like this, it's really rewarding to see the reaction of the people.
This is the hottest thing in the show. After this, isn't that nothing to look at, right?
And that's part of the excitement for me.
Can we get a picture with you?
Sure.
All right, you ready?
Come on.
How you doing?
All right.
I just like to hear you sign it.
I was really surprised from the overall reaction that we got from the crowd. I think we spend half the time posing for pictures and signing autographs and whatnot.
Try to sign onto that, Pop.
It was just incredible. I just wasn't expecting that at all.
Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Me and my father signed a lot of autographs, but you know, there was one bike designer at the show I really wanted to see. How you doing, Roger? Good. I've always admired Roger Bourget's work. I know, it's crazy.
A lot of people in here, it's unbelievable.
I know it is. I think in some way I look up to him because, you know, he pretty much inspired me right from the beginning. Can you sign one of these for me?
Got it.
Having Paul looking up to me like that, so it's very cool. It's the same way I looked up to some of the guys I was starting to build.
Single fire crane coil. That's Euro components.
Yeah, the Black Widow bike, when I first saw that, I mean, it kind of blew me away a little bit. I mean, it's performance and style both. It's a real nice bike.
Beautiful bike, though. Good job, guys.
I've only been building bikes for about 3.5 years. So when I see someone whom I really respect admiring my work, it really makes all the grinding and welding and shaping and fabricating worthwhile. And it really inspires me to really outdo myself on the next project.
Coming up on American Chopper.
Where is Numbnuts?
$150,000 is on the line as Paul Jr. designs a custom chopper for one of NASCAR's biggest events.
We're talking big time money and big time pressure.
The pedals to the metal. And the race is on to build a tricked out, revved up, speed machine.
People are not going to believe it. They're not going to believe it.
The anger.
That's what I want. Do it.
The anguish.
It's like a smack in the face.
The anticipation. Coming up on American Chopper.